Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So it seems like our airline industry is just facing one, frankly, disgrace after another these days. Just recently, a mom was kicked off a United Airlines flight for allegedly, I kid you not, misgendering a flight attendant. Jenna Longoria, a dedicated, hardworking widow who's trying to fly home with her baby and elderly mother, had an unfortunate encounter with, a walking DEI billboard who decided that they didn't like her choice of words. So she was kicked off the United Airlines flight without her luggage and told she committed a hate crime. The absurdity here seems to know no end. But it goes so much more beyond this. You may not know this, but we're actually seeing record profits in the airline industry at the expense of the hard-earned dollars of working Americans. Not only are ticket sales at an all-time high, but they're also nickeling and diming flyers at every turn. Now, thankfully, there's a very real solution to this mess, and it benefits you. Here to discuss both the mess and its ingenious solution is sponsor and Miles Mentor founder and CEO, Roger Kleckner. Roger specializes in making travel dreams come true. And if you click on that link below, yours will be next. So Roger, welcome. Great to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. Nice talking to you. So I believe it is correct that I've had my eye on the airline industry for a long time. And I've done about 10,000 hours of research on airlines, about how they work and how they make money, how they don't make money. And so I've done pretty well into better understanding how you can actually travel better and have a higher quality of travel going forward.
Yeah, I remember just talking with you a few weeks back, and it was just so interesting when you made this observation. I mean, and you were very forthright with the way you said it. You just really more or less came out and said, look, people have to know the airlines are screwing you. The airlines are screw. I don't remember what your exact words were. This is what I'm remembering, but the airlines are screwing you. I don't know how much this necessarily has to do with DEI per se, but can you flesh that out for us? Because the way you explained it to me, it was absolutely profound. How does the airline industry take advantage of paying passengers?
Well, there's paying passengers. And so if you think back when the start of the pandemic, and the pandemic is, you know, the airlines were not nice to people at all because they had a captive market of people. And so they were just going along, and then the pandemic hit, and then they lost all their customers. So overnight, they became sort of a nicer group of people for a few months, you know, and then, but now as they're rolling out the pandemic, we had like inflationary times. And so now people had a lot of pent up demand and they wanted to travel. And so the airlines were waiting for them with higher prices.
Wow.
And so they started off by saying, it's like, look, there's a supply and demand issue because they laid off all their employees. They had less planes flying. And so the people that came back, you know, they had all their travel money that they saved up for a couple of years and they wanted to travel. So not only did the airlines start overcharging people across the board, it started on the domestic flights, then went to the international flights. So currently right now, the airlines are making record profits that they have for the last 2 or 3 years that are much higher than their cost of operations. So in their financials, they're incredibly high. They're bragging about how much money they're making and what they're doing. And so and they're taking out of the consumers on paid tickets.
Dang. So you got into the whole idea of using their consumers using their airline miles in such a way where they can actually avoid being scammed out of what they've earned. Can you talk about how airline miles fits into all this?
Well, a lot of people don't understand airline miles or really how to use them, because most people are just familiar about paying for tickets when they actually need a flight. And so with the airline miles, they started off with credit cards to actually get loyalty to a particular airline. So first, all the airlines started to create their own branded credit cards. And so the goal was that they'd give you some miles up front so you'd be loyal to that particular airline. The goal of the banks was to get you to to get this initial loan, and then you would be loyal to that airline for the next decade. Most people have a credit card of either an airline credit card or like Southwest, United, Delta, or so on, and they've had it for the last decade, but they don't do an evaluation whether that card's actually working for them. So it's a combination of the airlines wanting to build loyalty because the build-up points, primarily you only can use them on that airline. And so, but they want you to spend on the credit card to actually do that. So on average for a credit card, the average consumer has to spend $14,000 on their credit card to get a single round trip ticket in economy class on a major airline.
Wow. Wow. And if I could bring it up, when you and I were chatting, if I recall, you said something akin to like you haven't paid for a ticket in like 10 years or something like that. Do I recall correctly, or was that just an angel talking to me?
No, that actually is correct. So I was, or am a business person. And so I was the person flying around, and it was imperative for me to travel more in comfort so I could land safely. My job was to negotiate contracts. And so I'd normally meet with lawyers. And so they would want to beat you up all the time. So I had to be alert. So I had to find better ways on how to travel. So then I got into the points thing about how to understand about how do you accumulate a lot of points rapidly and then use those points for travel. The use of points is much more economical than actually using the cash. So because I've been using my business, I've used my personal spending, I'm not asking people to spend more than their what they normally spend on a per monthly basis. But I have a system for how do you generate points that it's literally true. I have not paid for an airplane ticket in over 10 years.
Now, I know here at Turley Talks, we recently saved tens of thousands of dollars on flights for our upcoming cruise, which is just absolutely amazing. And our very own Turley Talks president, Ralph Cochran, is here to share how he saved a ton of money on his recent European vacation using this very system of Rogers. Do you want to chat about that, Ralph?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing, Roger, you didn't say, which was very powerful to me, is not only was it just getting free flights, but business class flights, right, where you're laying down on the plane. And that was something Roger did for me, which is my daughter went to study abroad in January overseas, I went there and I kind of knew a little bit about this, but I was like, I didn't do it right. And I kind of wasted some points in the system and stuff. And then I met Roger in the spring, and we had to go back and get her. And she's over in France and flying there. And it can be kind of like cumbersome to find these tickets and how to do it right, because you get really, frankly, screwed over, like he's saying. And so Roger worked with me and our one of our team members, Liz and Brent, to really help us figure out how to get some of these tickets at a really reduced rate. And it was incredible the results we got. And it wasn't only just the tickets we got, but I was doing the math. I think those three tickets, we got three tickets, and I surprised my daughters when we boarded the plane and like, oh, here's our seats. And we were all like in business class where everyone's laying down. It's usually the seat you pass by when you go to sit back in the back of the plane. We got this, like, here's your seats. You're like, what? And just the look on their faces was awesome. And so we got to fly over to France and back, lying down and sleeping and just being very comfortable, amazing food and all that stuff. And those tickets easily were $10,000, $15,000 each. So you think about, like, $30,000, like, which is, I would never in a million years pay for that. It cost me, like, they have little fuel fees and goofy stuff, but it was like for all three of us, it was, I think, well under like $1,200 or something like that, $1,000 for all three. Yeah, because the fees were only like $200-$300 a piece, kind of thing. Roughly, I'll just say $1,000 to $1,500 tops. I don't have the exact math in my in front of me, but yeah, but it was an enormous savings and breathtaking savings. And we didn't even do it perfectly. Roger was like, well, if you would have done this and this, you would have kind of got a lot less. I'm like, okay, whatever. So, and then he gave us these ideas on how to get from France to London and, get over there and with hotels too. And so, and now he's, been very kind to help us. We have about 23 of our employees, you know, well, 23 people from our Turley Talks families, I should say, are going overseas, and he's helped us get free tickets. We've already booked them, and we leave August 1st for Barcelona for this cruise, and I don't even, the math on that's unreal. Like, I mean, I just told you what it was for three tickets. I should probably have had that right here, but I think we are saving $40,000 to $50,000 in flights for our company easily for that. So
I got, they gave me the total. Yeah, it's 66,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Saved.
Yeah.
Roger is my new best friend.
Yeah,
I like that when it has saved next to it. Yeah.
You know, I travel, you know, now I travel internationally like 2 to 3 times a year, and I most normally always fly business class. And so I estimate just for my wife and myself traveling the way we do, if we add up the numbers, we're saving about $100,000 a year just for the two of us. And so we have my business partner, and so I got her involved in this whole thing. And so she's a business flyer, and so she says she saves about $100,000 a year. What's interesting about that is she's the type of person that would actually spend that kind of money. So the money she saved, okay, so like last year, she saved $70,000, and she got all brand new landscaping in her house because that's real money. And so the real money is we showed her about accumulating points using her business or personal spend, because normal people spend every single month on expenses. But how do you leverage that to get more points, to just get the amount of points that's going to get these sign-up bonuses, and then you can leverage those points to incredible trips that are dream trips to what people want to do.
So this, yeah, that's a great segue into your course, the Miles Mentor course, which shows people how to basically beat the airlines at their own game and fly for free. So what can people expect when they join your course?
Well, we first started off that they wanted to get, they said, Roger, you're this guru person, and I'm no genius. I'm just a guy that basically I'm looking forward to detail about how to do things better within your normal spending that any person can actually do. So if you're a business, that's great. If you're an independent person, that's great. But what you do is that we have a course, and this course is over 7 weeks, and you have to dedicate about 2 hours a week. And then there's just little videos that you kind of watch. And then also there's Q&A periods to answer any questions. So we broke it down into segments. So the first segment is one that to show you what is possible to book, and then the savings you can actually do, to kind of give them like the end first to say, here's how much money you can actually save. And so then you say, okay, let's take a step back about how do you organize your points? How do you, you know, what credit cards you sign up for is going to give you these points, and how to leverage those points to get the flights you really need so you can be successful. So by the seventh week, we actually have workshops that teach you how to book your flights both domestically and internationally. We have a lot of people that they have different goals and different travel dreams. We have people that want to, you know, take their grandkids to a national park in California, and they want to take 10 members of their family. You know, we have all kinds of different people, but other people, they want to fly business class to go to New Zealand or to Europe for the first time. And it's about us making dreams come true. That it's like, if you have a travel goal, this course is going to help you achieve that travel goal for like $0. And it's like, it is a fair statement to make that all this fly business class is actually as cheap or cheaper than even flying economy class.
You know, I know you're all about making dreams come true, but you also, you drove my wife crazy when I told her about you and Miles Mentor. She is from Japan. So she's flown back and forth from Japan for the last, 30, 35 years. And she just said, all the money I've spent on those trips, and now he's telling me I don't have to spend a dime. If you meet my wife, she might break out the samurai sword. You just gotta watch out. I'm just letting you know. I mean, it's but it is, it's a blessing that reveals to us, yeah, how much we were taken advantage of by the airline industries. And I think you mentioned something when we chatted that the price of a ticket changes numerous times since from the time it's actually posted publicly. Was it like over 60 times or something? I'm trying.
Yeah, the airlines have about 500 people to figure out your buying habits. And and so the airlines are about maximizing the profits for them. And so when an airline releases an award, typically on average, it changes in price over 62 times before that flight actually departs. So there are better times to be looking for your flight, whether it's a paid flight, but also an award flight as well. So it's like, you know, it's like a lot of people say, well, let me look a year out when the day that it's actually released, because that's the best time to buy your ticket. That's not true at all. So there's different times to understand the patterns of who travels, whether personal travel or vacation traveler. An example being is after you get through the Christmas holidays, in January is the prime time that people start thinking about their summer holidays. They log online, they want to go to Europe, and then they say, wow, it's like $2,000 bought to fly economy class to go to Europe and back. One, either I'm not going, or two is, okay, well, it's going to get more expensive, so I better shell out the money now. And they don't realize that you can actually travel for free when you're getting closer in. And that's what we did with you, Ralph. And I don't know if you know that, we're working on your trips to get back. And just for the small group, I know we saved $10,000 just on your return trip.
Wow. Yeah, and it was very nerve-wracking too, because I'm like, I got to trust this guy. And lo and behold, like, they're switching my flights within 2 to 3 days of us leaving. And I'm like, okay. And it was like way better. It was crazy. It was exactly what he said. He knows the formula and the secret sauce of how this whole system works.
Yes, really, the airlines have certain buying habits, and they know exactly when you're most likely to book a trip. So in early January, the prices are high for your summer travel because they know that's when the average consumer that is not informed about flight variations, and they're trying to take advantage of you. And then they just leave and they don't know you can cancel your flight and you can rebook your flight. So the best times to book your flight are actually 4 to 6 weeks out.
If I can add one point too, I've been in this point game for a long time and I thought I knew it pretty well. I didn't know anything once I was met Roger. I mean, I seriously, like, it was shocking to me. I'm like, kind of like your wife, Steve, but at least I had kind of made not paid full price for the past few years. But what really came out to me is, like, we all need coaches. We all need people to kind of tell us the next step. Like, you're at the gym, you're lifting. If you do it wrong this way, and the coach can point it out, don't do it through this. Do it. In the moment, you need that person to point out. And that's what Roger's played this role for us for the past few months. And it's been all the difference because the confidence and certainty I've had in making these purchases and then going on this wonderful, it turned into this wonderful vacation with my daughters. And now I'm like tickled pink about what we're about to do in a couple of weeks, Steve, with this cruise. I think it's going to be some really precious memories for all of our team.
Yeah.
And it's thanks to Roger, frankly, we couldn't have made it what it's going to be if it wasn't for Roger.
Well, what we're here to educate, and then what you're just getting exposed to for you and your team is that how do you do this? How do you beat the airlines at their own game? And it's like, how do you have a better, more sophisticated way to learn how to travel and travel better? So that's what the course is all about. So the website is milesmentor.com, and we've done a special site just for the Tourly folks. So it's, you know, /Tourly, and there's a whole landing page set up just for Tourly to say how we could help your listeners travel better, because we know your people want to travel.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're making those dreams come true. So, gang, this is amazing stuff. And again, we're the beneficiaries of it here at Tourly Talks. The airlines might be out to get every single penny they can out of you, but people like Roger at Miles Mentor are coming in with the details you need to use your airline miles, stand up to these big guys. So, gang, seriously, you can fly luxury for practically nothing and make your travel dreams come true when you join the Miles Mentor course to learn how to beat the airlines at their own game. Just click on that link below to be one of the smart ones in the flying game. And I probably, and my wife can then put away her samurai sword, I promise. Roger, thank you so much for being with us. Ralph, you as well. Good to see you. I'll see you soon anyway.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.